Welcome to This Week in the News. Good Morning EP's look back at the week that was. I'm Gord, help me. It has been revealed this week that South Australian poker machines have raked in more revenue than at any stage in the last 14 years. This surge in spending has been blamed on pent-up demand due to lockdowns. Those with other vices in their lives have been quick to deflect from their own troubles.
Remember when I let that escaped lunatic in the house because he was dressed like Santa Claus? Well, you have a gambling problem!
The newest group set to be targeted as part of the South Australian vaccine rollout is young adults who enjoy partying and dancing. The move comes after South Australia lifted its 7-day lockdown after an outbreak at a winery. Professor Nicola Spurrier explained how she would address the issue of vaccinating young adults and introduce special party games to ensure this rollout occurred in a timely manner.
This is what we're dealing with at the moment. We are trying to find that virus. I want you to all stay stationary so that my team can find the virus, i.e. the Where's Wally?
And it has emerged that Harry Markle experienced bouts of anger during his royal tour of Australia in 2018. Apparently, Harry was struggling under the burdens of life as a member of the royal family and the expectations of public behaviour befitting a member of the family. It all became too difficult for Harry to maintain his secret life, and he shared his thoughts about his struggles to remain an upstanding member of society after having made a terrible life choice and becoming a Collingwood member.
This is not a surprise to anybody. It's really sad that it's got to this point.
And that's the week in news. I'm Gord, help me.